It's you.
Sure. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the Public Safety Committee of the Board of Supervisors. I'm Ross Mercurimi, Chair. Joining us is Supervisor David Campos, member. Supervisor Malia Cohen will not be joining us today, so we'll entertain a motion to excuse Supervisor Cohen.
So moved.
So moved. Very good. Madam Clerk, good morning. Thank you also to SFGTV for their ongoing excellence. Madam Clerk, would you please read item number one?
Item one, ordinance amending the San Francisco Police Code section 1071.1 to prohibit public nudity in restaurants and prohibit sitting on public benches or public seating areas without clothing on some other separate material between the person's genitals, buttocks, or anal region and the seating surface.
Supervisor Scott Weiner has brought this matter to the hands of the board. Supervisor Weiner, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for hearing this today. So this is a piece of legislation that would address two very discrete issues, specifically requiring clothing for persons who are inside restaurants, and requiring that if someone is nude in public and sitting on public seating, that the person has to place something down to sit on instead of sitting directly on the public seating. We have, specifically in the Castro, a number of people who are regularly nude in the neighborhood. There are a lot of different opinions about public nudity, and ranging from celebrating it to thinking it should be banned, and that is a conversation that I'm sure will continue, that we'll continue to have in the city. This legislation, however, addresses these two very specific issues that are issues in the Castro, possibly elsewhere, but primarily in this one neighborhood that I represent. I would request that the committee forward to the board with a positive recommendation. And if there are any comments,
no, but there probably are a preponderance of jokes and quips that we can make.
I'm and sure. They've all been made, but if there are any new ones, I'd love to hear
well,
them.
But I think as this issue has evolved, we can see that in response to the naked ordinance, we have a naked audience,
exactly.
Too. So I think that it may have peaked, climaxed to the point where...
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I guess maybe we should open up for public comment.
Yes.
Are there any members of the public who would like to comment? Ms. Aiello?
Please step forward.
Good morning. My name is Andrea Aiello, and I'm the executive director for the Castro Upper Market Community Benefit District, although right now I'm speaking on my own. The benefit district has not taken a position on this exact piece of legislation, although we are discussing public nudity internally. I'd like to say that I support this legislation and that I do think it's needed. There have been many occasions where I have personally observed people sitting on the chairs that the CBD has bought without any separation between their naked bodies and the chair, and then people have to go right after them and sit down. I think that since the legislation was introduced, people have been joking and people have saying, oh, it's only a matter of public decency. Yes, it is. But they weren't doing it before the idea of this legislation was introduced. And the other thing I'd like to say is that I also have seen people in cafes, restaurants, with no clothes on, completely naked, and believe that it's an important piece of legislation for San Francisco to outlaw nudity in restaurants and places where people eat. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Step right on up, please.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I also believe in this legislation as well. It hasn't really been a problem that I remember in the Castro of a lot of people running around nude until there's a fair or a parade. And to sit down on a public chair or bench, something needs to be done in order to stop this. It's health-wise, it's terrible. I don't like it that the kids see this, and even people in general just don't want to be exposed to this. There's a time and a place to do this, and also seeing that there was actually a Cron 4 investigation where there was actually a sexual pedophile, or I don't want to say pedophile, excuse me, a sexual offender was actually roaming around. I don't want to encourage this for them to come around and to be naked in front of kids, in front of people that just don't want to see that. There's a time and a place for it, so I also agree with, in hopes that this will pass, and it needs to be as well.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Thank you, Supervisor Wiener, for facilitating this. I believe it speaks for itself. Would we like to entertain a motion?
Move to floor with the recommendation.
So moved, no objection, moves to the board with recommendation.
Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please read item number 2?
Item 2, a resolution authorizing the Port of San Francisco to accept and expend a grant in the amount of $551,552 from the Department of Homeland Security 2010 Port Security Grant Program for ferry building and ferry terminal mass notification system improvements at the Port of San Francisco.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Ken Tashin. I'm the program manager for Homeland Security at the Port of San Francisco. And I'm here today to tell you just a little bit about the mass notification system. We have found that there is not an effective means to communicate to the public in the event of a disaster or any type of an event at the Ferry Plaza. In 1989, after the earthquake, over 300,000 people assembled at the Ferry Plaza, and there was really no means for us to communicate with them how transportation would be handled, what bridges were open or shut, and how ferries would be operating. This is a 2010 Port Security Grant Program grant. There are no matching funds. It's $551,000, which will take us to the design, engineering, and deployment of a system that will have multi-language monitors and an announcement capability throughout the ferry terminal plaza.
Very good. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, public comment is closed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're almost there. Supervisor Campos.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to move forward with a positive recommendation.
All right. Affirmed without objection. And that shall move forward to the board meeting. Madam Clerk, is there any other business before this body?
No, there is not, Mr. Chairman.
All right. This is probably one of the quickest meetings in the history of public safety. Thank you, everybody. This meeting is now adjourned.